The most recent version of legislation to create the Stampede Rec Area would designate 88,000 acres of state land west of Healy in the northeast corner of Denali National Park for that use. Denali Citizens Council President Hannah Raglan says it would protect the area and local and traditional uses ranging from berry picking to off-roading.
The rec area was chosen because of the range of recreational activities that are allowed. People can still fish, can still hunt, can still trap.
Raglan says state management is also needed to limit damage to the Stampede Trail and other areas, like the abandoned bus made famous by Christopher McCandless and the Into the Wild book and movie about his wanderings into the Stampede.
We see people from all around the world out there all year now, walking, skiing, winter, spring, summer, fall.
Raglan says the rec area also would protect habitat, wildlife surveys, and scientific research venues operated by the University of Alaska and other organizations.
So they found it to be a great site to study permafrost that's beginning to thaw.
The Citizens Council has gotten lawmakers to introduce bills to create the Stampede State Recreation Area in each of the last three legislative sessions. The measures haven't gone anywhere, but group members were more optimistic about its chances this year.
A lot of us here were pretty excited to see that we had a local Healy resident that was elected to represent us in Juneau.
Raglan says the election of former Denali Borough Mayor and Stampede Rec Area supporter Dave Tallarico to the State House raised optimism among supporters. But Tallarico says since his election, it's become clear that any proposal requiring any additional state spending will probably be dead on arrival.
With the budget concerns that we have for this year, I would say there will be a lot of things that will be put on hold for the time being, just due to the fact of the expense involved.
Raglan says the rec area would pretty much support itself through user fees. And David Evans, the deputy presiding officer of the Denali Borough Assembly, says he believes it wouldn't cost much to create and manage the rec area.
I think it's relatively minor when you look at the state as a whole.
Evans says the Assembly will probably pass another resolution in this month's meeting that again calls for creation of the rec area.
It's been widely supported by the Denali Borough Assembly and a lot of the area residents.
But Tallarico cites other issues beyond cost, including opposition by the Alaska Miners Association and Yusubeli Coal Mine. A Yusubeli spokeswoman says the company is concerned the rec area would create regulatory obstacles to its plans to explore for natural gas in the Stampede. Raglan says the most recent version of the legislation preserves Yusubeli's exploration leases and continued mining operations. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.